joining us on the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on any 570 Gabe appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? I think you can hear our tone, Flem. We're not too happy right now, not too pleased, a little depressed, a little disappointed, and last night's game was very disappointing, and obviously the deadline came and went. We don't know if they bought. We don't know if they sold. We don't know what the plan is. So I ask you, Flem, and good morning to you. I hope you're doing well. What did you think about the overall trade line? Let's start right there. What did you think about the Giants' activity at the trade deadline?
Well, I think they probably did what you or I or any of us would have done. I mean, if you're not going to get, it's very similar to me to the Rodon situation a couple of years ago. Like, I just don't think you can justify trading a guy who's pitching the way Snell is pitching for something other than a really valuable return. Like, there's absolutely zero reason to dump Blake Snell. And so even if you think your playoff chances are 1 in 5 or whatever you think they are, to me, that's a better, it's better to hold on to a guy who's as good as he is right now and take your chances with those longer odds than just to give him up because you tell yourself we don't have a great chance to make the playoffs, so this is what we're supposed to do. So I don't know why teams right now are so shy. I mean, I'm gonna watch the Orioles very carefully this year. And when they've got Cade Povich starting game 3 of a playoff series instead of Blake Snell, I'm going to think to myself, I did the World Series 2 years ago and watched Noah Syndergaard start a World Series game for the Phillies instead of Carlos Rodon. And I just don't understand why these teams who are so good and in a position to have a great year haven't been more willing to make an overwhelming offer. So I have no problem with the Giants doing the deadline the way they did it. I just don't think there were deals out there. I saw a little note, someone, Baseball America or something, said not a single top 100 prospect got traded yesterday. Not one. You can quibble with those lists. So what are the people making the lists? It's baseball. It's less predictable than other sports. I get all that, but not one. So I think the ultimate answer is that the Giants were willing to start to make some more bold maneuvers and the offers just weren't there. So what's your next best option? Let's see what we can do with the rest of this year.
So, Flem, you put it on the other teams for not overwhelming the Giants, or do you think the Giants were necessarily very active in trying to shop Blake Snell? Because I pulled them a little more accountable as well.
Yeah, I don't think that's the way it works in this sport. I don't. I think you can shop a guy, but shopping, if the players aren't there on the other end, there's, a guy like Blake Snell, there's only probably 5 or 6 teams. I mean, if I were any team in a playoff position, I'd want that guy on my team. But, there were realistically 5 or 6 teams that probably were the market for him. And I think the Giants, you do your scouting, you do your due diligence, the players, the young players, the prospects, the young major leaguers who would fit in a trade. And so when you have discussions with those teams, those are the names you throw back and forth. I think the Giants were absolutely doing that over the last couple weeks, not just the last couple days. And those teams just weren't willing to pay the price to get him.
Well, I hear you on Blake Snell, but the Soler one is the head scratcher. Because if you're going to stand pat with Snell, like, I'm sorry, you're a better team. And he hasn't been great. I'm not here to like cape up like Soler's been some world beater. I wanted him to be better. I was excited when they signed him. I thought he was coming around, though. And if you look at it, he leads the team in a lot of categories, or is at the top of the list in a lot of offensive categories. If you were making financially based decisions, I understand trying to get into the CBT to make it easier to build your team in years forward. But like, I didn't get the Soler move. And then, like, we're going to open up a spot for Luciano. Well, that's incongruent with you pinch hitting for him in the 9th inning of a high-leverage situation with Lamont Wade Jr. I'm throwing my hands up because I can't see the connectivity in all of these moves.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can overanalyze one pinch hit decision. I think you should believe them when they say the number one reason to make the move is they have this guy. It's complicated with Luciano, right? The three of us have talked about him a lot over the last 2 years. the Giants were expecting by this point that he was going to be a big part of this big league team. And at the minimum, they were expecting by this point to know, okay, he can't be. Where they are is caught in the middle of this guy's at bats have been good. His AAA track record the last month has been awesome. We feel like the offense is ready, and he just has not gotten to a point where you can rely on him defensively. And that's just the cold reality. He's just not played well defensively. So it's hard at the big league level to run a guy out there like that, especially at a shortstop or second base position, and have your pitchers comfortable. Just be comfortable watching that. They absolutely must decide in the next couple months, can this guy be a big part of our future? One way to do that is to just get him as many at-bats as possible. And so that's a big reason why they made that trade. Now, the pinch hit at-bat, I'm with you. If it were me in charge of the game management, if I'm Bob Melvin, I'm probably letting Luciano hit there, just figuring, you know what, we gotta ride with this guy. This is our time. But on a night where you got your number one on base guy on the bench and you need one more guy on base to where you have a chance to win the game, you still need another base runner to get the tying run up there. I understood why he did it with Wade. If he'd done it with somebody else, that would have made less sense to me. With Wade, I think you're just thinking, all right, let's see if we can get on base here and take one crack at it.
Dave Fleming here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Flem, were you surprised he didn't try to get it back? Because Monday we came into the show and it just felt like, hey, let's pick a lane. You're going to sell? Sell. Buy? Buy. And I understand it takes two to tango. We've been talking about the Golden State Warriors and Lowry marketed for weeks. It takes two to tango. We obviously, the Clippers didn't want to do business with the Warriors. And maybe I look at Toronto and maybe they didn't want to trade Vladimir Guerrero Jr. But from what you know and what you gathered, were the Giants aggressive in trying to acquire another bat? I know they acquired Mark Canha, but you know, I don't think a lot of fans are happy about that with the numbers he's produced, and we'll see about him. Let's give him a shot. But were you a little surprised they weren't more aggressive in trying to get a middle-to-order bat after trading Soler?
Yeah. I mean, Mark Canha is just purely a... a fill-in basically for Wilmer. Wilmer's so beat up, and I don't know that we're going to see Wilmer again. So I think put Canha in a different category. That's just like a
right.
I don't want to disrespect Mark Canha. He's had a really good big league career, but that's a Band-Aid kind of move. You're watching David Villar, to me, struggle. I think Canha is a guy who can sort of fill that role anyway. So that's just an aside. There was one position player who fits the bill of what you're talking about, who the Giants did pursue and pretty aggressively. And the other team just in the end wasn't willing to move off. Yeah, they're a team kind of in a similar position to the Giants. Like, are we in, are we out, trying to figure, and they just weren't willing to do it. I could see that coming back up in the off season. So to answer your question about, am I surprised? I'm not surprised. I do think it's obvious the Giants are lacking a middle of the order presence. Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of bats that are really hard to get at the deadline. And Vlad Jr. might have been one of those, but I think in the end, the Blue Jays said, we are absolutely not trading him. I think they would have traded the other guy, Bichette, with the right offer. I don't know about you. I'm not on Bichette. I mean, he's got a track record. This year, he has been literally the worst hitter in the American League.
Dave, I'm with you. His defense isn't that good either. Sorry to interrupt.
His defense is – No. His defense isn't great. That would scare me to make a big deal for him.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm not saying – and I've heard you guys the last 2 days. I understand your frustration.
Oh, boy. Maybe, I feel sorry for you, Flip.
Sorry.
Wait, hold on real quick.
I'm sorry.
Let's laugh a little bit. Were you apologizing to the kids? Like, listen to these psychopaths right now in the morning.
His kid already knows I'm crazy.
Yeah. One of my daughters was with me yesterday morning, and she turned to me and goes, Dad, do you feel that way?
Oh, my God. I feel embarrassed right
now. Don't answer that. Dave, like, so then you know where I stand. Like, I'm really frustrated.
And so let me just, Joe, let me just say just because I think, like, the point I was trying to make is maybe you guys do have a good argument that the time is now to take a big swing on a guy like Bichette just to risk, you could fall on your face, but maybe we strike gold and get a guy who's unhappy and he turns back into the player that he was. I mean, I do think that the search for impact outside talent mm-hmm. has been so frustrating over the last few years. Maybe you're going to need to take a risk on something like that. So anyway, go ahead.
No, I hear you in terms of like theoretically. I just don't really love Bichette as a player. That's just me personally. But that's whatever. Not, I totally agree with you.
I take Bichette in a package with Vlad as an afterthought.
Yeah.
But that was my focus. Everyone's with the Blue Jays. Vlad. First base power. Vlad's on fire. And to your point, Flem, and something I was saying the last 2 days, it's obvious they can't sign a star in the open market. Maybe you have to trade for one. Maybe that's your avenue to trade for one and getting that star back. Go ahead, Joe.
And I do. I agree with you on that. Now, the other thing that's complicating this, and this is really dangerous to do in baseball because baseball is just unlike any other sport. But they do have a kid in A-ball right now who's only 19 years old. His position is first base. He's the best prospect the Giants have had in many years. And Will Clark just got back from seeing him and saying, I'm telling you, this guy's going to be the real deal. He's going to get better at first. He's got a chance to win a gold glove there, and he's got the biggest power we've had in a long time.
Dave, I'm huffing and puffing because about 2 or 3 months ago, I've been sending all the videos to these guys in the thread, and I'm like, I'm telling you, Bryce Eldridge looks different, and it sounds insane.
No.
I know he's 19, he's playing against him, but it just, he physically looks so different. And I said to you, B, didn't I? In like May,
yeah,
I go,
did.
This kid will be here next year, I think.
And listen, don't blame me, because, you know, the Lucianos and the, and I just, with prospects, Flem, I just like to wait and see. He looks like the real deal. There's no doubt. I watch the highlights.
I think he's special.
This guy looks special. He's got the size. He's got the swing. He can play well at Oracle Park. But again, we've gone down this road with prospects many, many times in this organization, and I just want to see it. But I hear you on that. I'm not disputing that at all.
I am with you, and I think that's it's a fair point to caution against putting your eggs in a young player's basket who hasn't even had a double A at bat. But I do think there is in the back of everybody's mind with a player like him, if you block the one position that he really fits in, you know, some other guys, that's where, you know, everybody knocks Farhan for looking for versatility. But when you're trying to build a roster, that versatility is really valuable. Like, let's just take Tyler Fitzgerald. Like, Tyler has been really impressive. It's been exciting to watch him. Let's say in the offseason, there's a shortstop available. Tyler's versatile enough to where, okay, that doesn't mean we have to get rid of him. He can slide over to another spot and we could sign a player who we know helps us. That's where a guy like Eldridge, if he's going to be a one position player, you almost have to refrain from finding a long-term solution there. Now, Vlad Jr. is good enough to where I would take that problem. Like, if it were me, but I think the Blue Jays they want him to stay. They want to figure it out there. Their GM is in a very similar spot, like feeling massive pressure where a team that has spent a ton of money in Toronto to be a world championship team, and it hasn't worked out. So I don't think he's going anywhere right now.
You know, Dave, as bad as everything is, as angry and as frustrated and as depressed as I've been, like, there are some good positives. Like, I know we're outraged, and I think there's good reason to be, right? Because it feels very redundant the last decade. But like, they've got two young studs who I want to see finish the year out. I don't know how they're going to figure it out, but I want to get their innings up so that next year, you know, we can go even deeper and even farther in Birdsong and Harrison. I love those two. Love what Patrick Bailey's done behind the plate. Don't love him as a middle of the order guy, but, you know, he's had a great run here these last 2 years. Love what Ramos has done. Like, there are pieces here, and I get all that, but there are a lot of us fans that are just, we're exhausted by what we're seeing on a nightly basis. What do you say to a lot of the fans like myself, if you were, and I know you care as much as I do, what do you say to us fans that are just, we're almost at our wit's end?
Yeah, I do. I understand you. When I heard you guys screaming and yelling yesterday, I understood it. I did. I understand it. And I like the fact that you care enough to feel that way. I do. Here's what I would say. If this year had happened 2 years ago, everybody would be ecstatic. Not at the record, but the stuff that you're talking about, Birdsong, Harrison, Bailey, Fitzgerald, Ramos, maybe Matos. And there are other young guys who have contributed. Jung-Hoo Lee, before he got hurt, looking like, okay, that can be a guy who can play out there for the next 5 years. There is now a core of young Giants who you feel like this can be the next really good Giants team. These guys can be the heart and soul of it. We have not said that for a long time. Like, it's been since the championship era that we've been able to say that. That's the missing piece for this franchise. That's the ultimate thing. As much as, you know, it's fun to chase after Judge and Harper and Carlos Correa and all these guys, that's how you get to where you want to go. And finally, we've had a year where that is starting to happen. Has it happened enough? No. But these guys, some of these guys especially, are really young, just starting their journeys. This would be a year. It's just frustrating that it's taken so long to get here. And so, I think if you can trick your brain and feel like, okay, this is the year we've been waiting for. Now you start the clock from here and say, okay, the pressure is on now. Now you've identified those young guys that you just rattled off. How do we augment that? How do we put a better team around those guys? And if you can't do it in the next 2 years, then you have the right to be really, really frustrated. And you have the right to be frustrated now. Because I am too.
Yeah.
This is the San Francisco Giants.
Thank you.
This is our ballpark, our franchise, mm-hmm. our fan base, the franchise of Bonds and Mays and McCovey and Posey. Like, this is not some second rate operation. Like, the fact that the Giants have been in the playoffs one time in 8 years is embarrassing. Mm. Like, that should not happen. We, as a franchise, we are better than this. But if you can remove yourself from that and say, look at all the good things that have happened this year, you can get excited about where this thing can go.
It's tough, though, Flem. I'm not going to lie to you. You heard us scream it. It's tough to see it as we're talking to Dave Fleming here on the River Islands Guest Line. And I don't expect you to answer it this way, but we were playing a cut with Alex Popovich, and he's saying, hey, there's some people in the front office who need to make the playoffs, who need to make the playoffs. And I'm not going to ask you about job statuses for anybody like that. But I just want to ask you, what if you're thoughts about the job Farhan has done over 6 years? You talk about the youngsters, and there's some positives here. And we talk about the expectations. We always reference you. Hey, the expectation is playoffs. We heard from Greg Johnson. It's mandatory. Farhan's told Susan Slusser, hey, the stakes are high. Are those stakes still high despite having this youth movement here with the lineup? Are they still high enough to say, hey, it's mandatory to go to the playoffs this year?
I don't know. I mean, to me, the season is going to end in disappointment if they're not in the playoffs. I will be very disappointed if they're not in. Does that mean what you're implying? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're in a weird spot right now. They are. Mm-hmm. And all of this, I've said this to you guys before, all of this is also framed by what's happening in L.A.,
Yep.
You know, it's like, it's really hard to stomach. And we were just down there again. And I can't tell you how frustrating it is to be down there and to watch the whole thing. It just is. It's just a bad contrast right now. And one thing that I would like to see from the Giants, all of us, everybody, is to start taking that a little more personally, to start being a little more pissed off at what's happened down there. And the fact that year after year, they're sustaining that level of success. And we're trying our best to catch up, but the best so far hasn't been good enough. I would like to see some more fire from everybody. And there's fire in that clubhouse. Those players take it personally. But, even just a flip of the switch in terms of the language coming out of everybody, like, I want to hear championship aspirations, not forget what I said about playoffs or, you know, I'll be disappointed chasing a wild card. Can you get the third wild card? I want this franchise to be aiming as high as possible. And, you know, I think we need to start hearing that from everybody. all the way around.
And even San Diego to that point, too. Yeah, San Diego, they haven't won anything, but damn, they're even trying, too. Like, the Padres have lapped us a little bit here. Flem, I'm jealous of them.
Please don't.
Go ahead, Shaq.
The Nick Ahmed home run almost broke me last week. I was trying to
do the rush. It did break us. If you listen to us the last 2 days, Flem, we are broken.
Otani goes yard immediately after. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. But you know what? Forget that, because I'm going to lose my mind. Dave, I have a suggestion for you. And I know that they sell well, and I know it does what the City Connects. Can you tell whoever is there? I'm not even going to bash on the City Connects. This is what I want to say. When are we going to see the 1980 Hum Babies? When are we going to see those uniforms on the field? I want to see them. Everybody wants them.
I think we're going to see them next year.
Are we going to see those? Let's end it on a good note.
I don't know. I know new City Connects are coming next year.
Really?
The Giants have a total refresh of City Connects next season coming. And it's a very different look, I'm told. I haven't seen them, but so that's going to be something new for next year. The 1980 style, I don't know. It is a good look. I'm with you. I like those. Those are good. They're cool looking.
I love them.
Flip, I got to go back to your daughter in the car as we're screaming left and right.
I'm so embarrassed.
And you probably are like, did you tell her, like, I go home with these guys every single week? One of them's on TV. One of them coaches youth baseball. And they sound like idiots at 6 in the morning. I feel bad for you. Now I'm embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed.
You shouldn't be embarrassed. Like, look, but here's what I'll say to you guys. I'm saying this out loud on the air, which I probably – I always tell myself when I get frustrated and pissed off and all the stuff that you guys are, I always say to myself, the guys that I'm talking about, just pretend they are listening to me right now. Yeah. And, you know, it does temper me sometimes. I'll say this, I'll end on this. I appreciate you guys and how much you care about it. And there are a lot of Giants fans who feel this way. If it were easy, it would already be done. This yep. stuff is not easy. Yep. It isn't easy to do any of this. And I think if we can try to focus on the good stuff that has happened this year, there has been a lot of good stuff. The ballpark has been more fun. It's yep. been a more fun team to watch. It's been a more entertaining team to watch. The young players have been exciting. All that stuff, I think, has been good. And if you try to build on that, it's an easier path forward than just starting to be defeated. I just don't want us to get to a point where all of us are thinking, well, it just is never going to happen. Cause that's not true. It's going to happen.
No doubt. Flem, I appreciate you dealing with
this,
man. No, I can't get that image.
Tell your son I'm sorry.
You feel like this? Oh, tell your daughter we're sorry.
Jeez Louise.
And everybody out there on the roadway is probably wrecking listening to us talk like Madman, speak like Madman. Flem, have a good call tonight, man.
Hopefully,
we got to salvage what it gets. The A's can't let them come in here and sweep us. Last Babe Ruth
is
an Oracle.
The A's thing, if the Dodgers thing is a gut punch, the A's coming in here and hitting 4 home runs, that's it's...
It's a low blow.
No good. Yeah. No good.
It's a cherry on top.
I'm not going
to
lie.
I can't even talk. I'll give you my pettiness. I can't even talk to him. I blew off everybody associated with the A's. I did not speak to one of them yesterday.
Wow.
And I'm not going to today. I'm not. I don't want to hear, we've got a special thing. I don't want to hear that. Shut up. You're 20 games under 500. I don't want to hear like something special is brewing. Stop it. Stop.
Love you, pal.
All right, Flip. All right, Flip, joining us on the River Islands guest line. Flip's listening to the last.
He's the best.